I feel funny. I usually, and I prefer speaking to guys that I know very, very well. But when you meet, when we come together in the beginning of Zman, so by definition, it means that most of us don't know each other as well. But a little bit, it's like a closeness that you feel with people that you know you're going to be close with. It's like a wedding in a way. Like, we don't know each other so well, but we're going to know each other well. And we have confidence in that. So that's my Shalom Aleichem. And my hope that although some of you are old friends, but some of you are new faces, and I hope that Be'ezer Hashem, within a few weeks, we'll all be super familiar with each other and we'll be able to learn and grow from each other. I learned a lesson many years ago in the summer when I went to a Chanukah Sabayis of a new yeshiva, and one of the speakers got up to speak, you know, in honor of the Chanukah Sabayis, and he did the most interesting thing. He said, so it's going to be Elul soon. It was the middle of the summer. It's going to be Elul soon. We're by the Chanukah Sabayis of a new beautiful building. How can that impact our Elul? And I thought there was such a valuable lesson that he wasn't even explicitly saying, which is that I'm not just giving a speech, he was saying, because it's my speech time on the paper and I'll, you know, give proper cover to the people who donated the building and make everyone happy. No, if a bunch of B'nai Torah are getting together before Elul comes, let's take advantage of this moment and let's think about how this is helping us move forward. What am I learning from this? Everything that I see in my life and everything that I experience is an opportunity to draw closer to Hashem. So what? How is this an opportunity to draw closer to Hashem? So we're in the middle of Chodesh Elul. In a way, it feels like the beginning, but Chodesh Elul is halfway through. And we're starting to learn Masechta Gittin. So conventionally, we would say, okay, during Musar Seder, we'll focus on the Elul part of it. Maybe by davening, we'll listen to the Shofar, we'll say L'David, we'll focus on the Elul part of it. But during Seder, we're going to learn the laws of how to properly execute a divorce. That's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be legal scholars, and we're going to learn how to write and deliver a get properly. But in Avodas Hashem, we always have an opportunity to be misbeinein, to be thoughtful about what we're doing. And if we think about it, we can take our learning that we're going to do, this starting in a short while, our learning of Masechta Gittin, and we can add that to our Avoda of Elul. And that would be exciting, because we're planning, Be'ezer Hashem, to put some time into Masechta Gittin. And how amazing would it be that all of that time should also be impacting our tefillos and our tshuva as we head towards Yom Nerayim. So let's start analyzing this a little bit. What does a Masechta about Gerushin, about divorce, what does a Masechta like that have to do with my relationship with Hashem? So, first thing that comes to mind is that there's a pizmain that we say by a bris, Yom Liyabasha, that was written for Shvi Shal Pesach, about Kriyas Yamsuf. And we dive into Hashem in this pizmain, and we say these words. We say to Hashem, Vishuv Shenis Lekadsha, return for a second time to be Mekadesh her. Ve'al Toisif Legarsha, and don't continue to divorce her, to chase her away. So you see, when we're talking about the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask Hashem to be Mekadesh us, Kiddushin, and not to be Megarish us, Gittin. And that makes sense. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very intimately close to us by Har Sinai. And ultimately, we built a Bayis Naaman B'Yisrael. We built a Beis HaMikdash. And in that Beis HaMikdash was a meeting place. 3 times a year, we would go to that Beis HaMikdash and visit with Hashem, Kaviyacho. It was a meeting place between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was our bias that we shared with our beloved spouse, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyacho. That was that. There's many mishalim all over Tanakh of us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu being like a husband and wife. And we had this beautiful home together. And at some point, we betrayed the trust of that home. And we became alienated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point that he asked us to leave the house. And that's the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Preparing this threw me for a loop today. I was reminded when I was thinking about the Beis HaMikdash as the home that we shared with Hashem, I was reminded that when my parents got divorced, I had a brother, I was already married, but I had a brother who was 16. And they got divorced, and they moved out of the house, and they sold the house. But for a while, the house sat there empty. So my 16-year-old brother, I didn't know it at the time, I found out 10, 15 years later, but my 16-year-old brother used to occasionally break into our old house that was empty. Please don't tell anyone. And he used to sit there like a mizbeinim, you know. I think there are probably still cigarette butts on the floor of the basement there. But I was thinking about that today. It really threw me for a loop. It's such a tragic idea, the home that became desolate. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash is. The Makom HaMikdash is that place for all of us. It's that place that became desolate that we used to share with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it became desolate. Look in Masechet Gittin, and you will see all the Gemaras about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Kamtza, Ubar Kamtza, the Titos, Adaryanos, all the Gemaras about the Churban Beis HaMikdash are in Masechet Gittin, where they belong. Because the Churban Beis HaMikdash is about a get. In fact, Masechet Gittin begins with a very interesting choice for the beginning of a Masechet. Masechet Gittin begins, as I'm sure many of you know, with a halacha that has nothing to do with the regular, classic giving of a get. Ordinarily, you give a get. The get is written in front of Beis Din by a sofer, Edim, and it is handed over from the husband to the wife. The beginning of Masechet Gittin is about a halacha of someone who sends a shliach to divorce his wife. Hamevi get mi medina sayam. Someone who brings a get from across the ocean, from a medina on the other side of the ocean. And there's a special halacha of the way that that get has to be given over, b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam, which is going to engage us for quite some time, the complexities of this halacha of shlichas of a get. That's not a normal halacha, Hilchas Gittin. If you were going to teach Hilchas Gittin, I hope that you would get up to teach it and you would say, first of all, there's such a thing called a get. And this is what it is written on, as the Mishnah say later on in the Masechta. And this is what you're not allowed to write it on. And this is what it has to say. And this is how the Edim have to work. The Edim either sign on it or they have to watch the delivery, you know, and how a get should be given. if you send a get with a shliach, there's a din of b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. That's an important halacha. It's not the first one. It's not the first halacha. But Rabbi say, if the neshama of gittin is reminiscent of the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how incredible is it that in the first halacha in Hilchas Gittin, you have a halacha that's merames to the fact that Yidden are in Galus? Hamevi get, from where? From Medina Sayyam. What's a good Jew doing in Medina Sayyam? Oh, Galus. Yidden had to leave Eretz Yisrael. Hamevi get, mi Medina Sayyam. That's the beginning of Masechta Gittin. So now think about this. You know, we're going to think a lot about over the year, we're going to think about the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We're going to think about the connection between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. A lot of Torah about that. And then there's even talk about Sukkot till Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. And then in the winter we have Chanukah and then Purim and then Pesach. There's a connection between Chanukah and Purim. There's a connection between Purim and Pesach. But you know what we don't think often enough about? We don't think often enough about the connection between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. You know why? Because we look at it, that Tisha B'Av is the end of the year, done. It's not the greatest ending, but done. Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the next year. We don't think about the fact that in our calendar, Tisha B'Av leads into Rosh Hashanah. And it really does, because the haftiras of these weeks are all Shiva de Nechemta. They're all haftiras about Nechama of the Churban of Yerushalayim. So even now in Chaydash Elul, we're still recovering from Tisha B'Av. And even more important for us, it occurred to me this Shabbos, that in history, this is the time of year that we are in history. Where are we in history? We're after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and before Malchus Shemayim is revealed to us again. That's where we are, right? So that's this time of year. We're after Tisha B'Av, and before Rosh Hashanah, when we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this time of year is really a reflection of this time in history. It's mind-boggling. And there's a process here. The process goes like this. Shivasar Batamuz, 3 weeks, 9 days, Tisha B'Av. Finally, Tisha B'Av arrives and I sit down on the floor and I cry about what? I cry like my 16-year-old brother breaking into the house. I cry over this empty house. I cry over the emptiness, the lack of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I cry because the Shekhinah left us. I cry because I'm lonely for Hashem. That's Tisha B'Av. And because of that, I start to focus on welcoming HaKadosh Baruch Hu back into my life. And I recognize that it's because I've done averis that Hashem is not in my life as a yachid, and all of us as a tzibur, it's because we haven't served Hashem properly. So I work on that, and I try to make changes and corrections because I don't want to be lonely anymore. Because I want to fill that house with joy. Because I want the intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the process going from Tisha B'Av into Rosh Hashanah. And it's so exact, Rabbi Say. If you thought that there was, I don't think you did, but if you thought there was any doichak in my telling you that Gittin is the Masechta to be learning right now, there's a Gemara about Tshuva. And the Gemara says, in Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, one of the famous Tshuva Gemaras, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedoyla Tshuva, Tshuva is so great Shedoyche loisa se shabatayra. That it's doyche loisa se Hashem. This is wild. Hashem violates loisa se in order to take us back the tshuva. What loisa se does Hashem violate? Last week's parsha. It says in last week's parsha that if somebody divorces their wife, they are allowed to take that b'machzer grushase. But only if the wife doesn't go marry someone else in between. But if the wife goes off and marries someone else in between, it is usur to be machzer grushase after she marries someone else. That's what the pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitze. Says the Gemara, Yirmiyah Hanavi tells us, Hein yishalach ish es ishtay, the beginning of Perek Gimel. It's worth seeing this pasuk. If a man sends out his wife, v'shilcha mi beisay, v'holcha mi itay, and she goes away from him, v'hoysa l'ish acher, and she marries someone else, hayoshev eileh oid, can he go back to her? No, the pasuk says in Parshas Kiseitze that you can't. V'at, and you? The Navi says, Zonis Reim Rabim, you were Mizana with many other friends. Meaning, you were connected with all kinds of religions and Avodah Zarahs and isms and philosophies and ideologies. You connected with all kinds of other things besides for me. But I'm not like that. V'shuvela, you can still come back to me, Ne'om Hashem, Hashem says. By the way, how is it doich? Is Hashem allowed to be over a loisa se? Avi?
No.
So how does Hashem doich a loisa se? What? That's a very, very good point. There's a lot of Torah about this. What's your name?
Yitzchak.
Yitzchak, a very, very good point. The Achrayim all ask on this Gemara, why don't we just say the regular klal that I say doich alois I say? There's a lot of Torah about this. If this fits with the klal of
say?
What?
What's the
tshuva.
No, but it's not a Hashem.
That's
from
that's very good. Very good. There is Hashem is still over the lois I say. Hashem doesn't have an asay to be makabel tshuva. That's a very good answer.
But,
so what? Do you say I say the chalaisa say on that though? Right. Oh, but she's enabling him to do the mitzvah. Very good. Very good. The Achrayim say that it depends how tshuva works. If tshuva is you did an avera amoichel you, so then we have a good kasha. How could Hashem violate a loisa say? But if tshuva actually erases the avera, so then you never were married to someone else. It's like oikar the kedushin with the new husband. Because it takes it away, l'mafreya, it completely erases the avera. So therefore, then it's not being over, alois say. But all this Torah, starting with Yitzchak's kasha, all this Torah is in the Achronim. But is this incredible that our hanhaga that we're doing right now, that we're trying to do tshuva, that we want to go home, that we want to live with Hashem, is the mashal and the nimshal here, is kedushin and gerushin, and tshuva with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we are, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, and we are going to open our Gemaras and learn Hamevi Get Mimedina Sayam. Reb Volba writes in the Alei Shor that there's a way to learn even sugyas, even like halacha sugyas or lamda sugyas, and to learn them in a way that they inspire us from a Musar perspective as well. And that's something for us to keep in mind when we open the Gemara and we're learning the dinim of Get, to remember that Vishuv Shenis Lakadsha, the Al Taisif Lagarsha, that we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stop being megarish us. We don't want to be living in Medina Sayyam anymore. Many of you are back from Eretz Yisrael. Like we'd much rather have all come to join you there than have you come join us here. B'shuv Sheinis Lekadsha. The famous Rosh HaTevis of Elul are like that. What's the famous Rosh HaTevis of Elul? Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. Is that not the exact opposite of what we're talking about? Isn't a get when it's I am not l'doidi and doidi is not li? I am not close to my beloved and my beloved is not close to me? So when I get up from Tisha B'Av and I'm waiting for Rosh Hashanah, how do I spend the month? I spend the month doing the opposite. Ani l'doidi. I'm trying to regain that intimacy. V'doidi li. But the bottom line is that is our goal. And it's a goal that we could do as Yechidim, and it's also a goal that we're going to do as a Tzibur. Our goal is to reconnect. That's what it's all about. It's about reconnecting. A lot of times people feel very intimidated or overwhelmed by the concept of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. But it's important if we remember what those Rosh HaTevis are. And we remember that the goal in Elul, the goal is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm lonely. I want to be with you. V'shuv Sheinis Lekadsha. Let's build a house together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a dome in Eretz Yisrael that doesn't belong there. I'd like to build a house there, Hashem. It's stolen real estate. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. And I want to build a house there with you, Hashem. And I want to come 3 times a year and bow before you. And I want to build my own personal house, Be'ezer Hashem, that will be filled with your presence. And that's what this Elul is all about. Ani l'doidi v'doidi li. I want to reconnect with you. So I'm going to be mechazek my Talmud Torah, because that's our most intimate interaction with Hashem, is when we learn His Torah. That's why in the bracha for Torah, we talk about Ava. Ava Rabba is the bracha for Torah. And I'm going to daven to you, Hashem, because I have the opportunity, as the Svarim say, if Torah is Hashem's way of speaking to me, davening is my way of speaking to Hashem. So I'm going to daven to you, Hashem. And finally, and also so important when we're talking about connections, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to look around me and I'm going to see all your other children. And I know that you love every one of those children as much as you love me. So I'm going to give them that respect and that love and that caring because they're all your children. And that tzchus, Be'ezer Hashem, will be zeicha to be mekadesh shem shamayim together over these next few weeks. And who knows if we can't finish the year actually being Oyla Regal in Yerushalayim, Be'ezer Hashem. Yashikayach.